Hello, Ed?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Silverman at Davis Wright Tremaine in D.C. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. You got a couple minutes for me? I'll tape our conversation right now.
Okay, sure.
Outstanding. I'm rolling. All right, so who can and who cannot use the term Super Bowl?
Well, anyone can use the term Super Bowl, but it should not be used in a commercial context unless you have the approval of the NFL.
And I'm sure that approval is pretty pricey, right?
I'm sure it is. I've never asked them how much they charge for it. I don't think it's cheap.
We get into a weird area, especially with social media and sponsorships, endorsements, as to what constitutes a commercial and what doesn't, right?
Yes. Okay.
What might some of the gray areas be?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of gray areas, but basically, if it's a strictly a commercial or strictly promotional context, that's going to be prohibited by the NFL. If it's a bunch of sports guys talking about the Super Bowl or discussing the Super Bowl in the context of news or the sports program, that's going to be okay. And maybe anything else that's not one of those two things is going to be a gray area.
Okay, like, for example, it would be all right for me to say, okay, our sports guy Jersey Johnny joins us for our Super Bowl discussion, as opposed to Bud Light presents our Super Bowl discussion. That might be a problem, right?
Exactly.
Okay. There's something called nominative fair use. Explain that concept.
Well, nominative fair use is what allows you to discuss the Super Bowl and all those other contexts that we were just talking about. Nominative fair use, it actually started about, I think it was 10 or 15 years ago. There was a story about New Kids on the Block. Remember them?
Yeah. Unfortunately, well, yes.
Yes. Well, there was a newspaper story about New Kids on the Block, and they actually sued for trademark infringement on the grounds that the newspaper didn't have the right to write a story using their name.
Huh.
And in that case, the court, and I think this was the Ninth Circuit in California, ended up holding that, you know, it's perfectly okay to use a trademark name of a band or a team or anything else when you're talking about it, not in a commercial context, but in any other context, because there's really no better way to refer to it. And as long as you're not implying that there's some sort of false connection or association or sponsorship, and you're not using it more than is necessary to make your point, that is okay, and that has become called the doctrine of nominative fair use. And the example I think they gave in that particular case was they said, for example, the Chicago Bulls, you don't need to refer to them as the professional basketball team from the city of Chicago. Again, because there's just no better way to refer to them than the team name.
And that is common knowledge among everybody.
The same way, basically.
Right. So that's common knowledge among everybody, so that's legitimate.
Yes.
Excellent. Good deal. And you can't get away with some things that I've seen some advertisers try and do. Like, let's say you got a soup shop and you're offering a Super Bowl full of savings. You can't do anything like that, right? You can't sneak
Correct.
It in.
Correct. They actually have Super Bowl protected for a wide variety of goods and services, not just for the football game. And, yeah, I guarantee you, if you use Super Bowl to refer to anything in a commercial context, they will go after you for it.
And when they go after you, are they usually seeking damages or just for you to cease and desist?
Well, usually they will start out with a cease and desist letter. And assuming you stop immediately, you're probably okay. But they may have the right to go after damages. You know, it's going to depend on the facts and how aggressive they feel like being.
David Silverman, thank you for taking a couple of minutes. Really appreciate it.
Sure, anytime.
Outstanding. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.